Hi, how's it going, folks? My name is Jose, and I will be talking about a very interesting topic, how diamonds are created. 100 miles deep in the earth, a layer separating our hospitable exterior from the molten core, known as the mantle, is where diamonds were made. Temperatures boiled above 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit and pressure exceeded 725,000 pounds per square inch. The extreme heat and pressure combined actually modified graphite, a crystalline carbon on the atomic level. This restructured graphite's molecular composition from a hexagonal sheet pattern into a triangular shape, resulting in diamond. Lucky for us, nature has also a method of transporting these valuable minerals from deep within the earth to the surface, volcanic pipes. Deep source volcanoes start 3 times as deep as typical volcanoes. The high levels of magnesium and carbon dioxide force the magma to the surface, resulting in a violent eruption. Diamonds are typically elevated through kimberlite pipes, which form a bowl-shaped pockmark in the earth after eruption. When mining these kimberlite sites, precious and semi-precious gemstones like garnet and peridot are also found among diamonds. Diamonds are not only formed under the heat and pressure of Earth's gravity, but can form in the midst of a collision between Earth and an asteroid. Russia claims to have a deposit of diamonds resulting from a collision 35 million years ago. Diamonds created during a cosmic collision are not likely to be of gemstone quality. Meteorites also have been known to deliver diamonds, since carbon is the fourth most abundant element in the universe. It should come as no surprise that diamonds are not only exclusive to Earth, but when scientists tracked their first meteorite impact, they were not surprised to find diamonds, but they were shocked by the size of these diamonds. The rock in which diamonds are found may be 50 million to 1.6 billion years old. That's a pretty long time. The diamonds themselves, however, are approximately 3.3 billion years old. After learning nature's process for creating diamonds, the creation of artificial diamonds may have less sparkle, so to speak. The first definitively man-made diamond was created in the General Electric Laboratory in 1954. The first diamonds to be unearthed by man were discovered in India in the 4th century BC and were quickly dispersed along the ancient trade route, the Silk Road. Ancient civilizations believed diamonds were gifts from the gods and that they would bring health, wealth, and strength. The wealth part is true. Since then, we have learned the science of diamond formation, yet we continue to entrust diamonds with similar ideologies. Now, this is how diamonds are created. I hope you have a better understanding of where diamonds come from and how they are created. Thank you for listening. Thank you.